Great to be here at the old Gold and Black, ladies and gentlemen, among the Fighting Scots of the College of Worcester. Beautiful College of Worcester, Worcester, Ohio, where I'm happy to announce What Do You Know has been accepted for independent study, ladies and gentlemen. Technically, my senior research project is entitled Working 2 Hours a Week Without Studying for the Church or Priesthood. I do outreach during the week. People say, you know, you work 2 hours a week. Yes, true. But I do outreach. At least that's what the pastors who come to my show tell me. When I say, when people keep asking me, what do you do the rest of the week, other than Sundays, you know, what do you say? I say, outreach. Just tell them outreach. So I do outreach. I'm not sure what that entails.
Covers a host of sins.
A host of sins. Thank you very much. Jim Packard, ladies and gentlemen. The erstwhile. No, that's not right. Cow. College of Worcester. The College of Worcester. If Ohio State can use a the, Worcester deserves a the. Yes. The College of Worcester. Best kept secret in higher education, I think. Tremendous school. You know? Unique. It's unique. And it's good looking. People are good looking, and it's just unique. It's based entirely on undergraduate independent study. There are no professors whatsoever. Dispenses with professors. Kids teach themselves. It's a great idea and a real money saver because they can, professors can just go off and, you know, publish or profess or whatever they do, you know, during the rest of the week. So, okay. Creators of the self-teaching undergraduate. That's the College of Worcester. The self-teaching undergraduate. An amazing thing. Spurred on by men in kilts. You couldn't ask for anything more. Doesn't get much better than that. Some of the I've been looking for my project now. I probably need a better name for it. So looking at some of the recent IS independent study projects, we've got intra-team wage disparity, or should the Cleveland Indians be put to sleep? Antidepressants and fish, or flounder no more? The Amish internet, the steam-powered Twitter. Competitive disadvantage of misshapen tomatoes. That sounds interesting. That's been done, though. Survival of the fittest at Bornhuter Residence Hall. Or is it Hutter?
Heater?
Or either? Efficacy of John P. Pap smears. What if everything were Rubbermaid? I guess it would be in Atlanta. Making wine from trout. That was a good one. Quelling byproducts of microbial degradation in wastewater treatment, or my EnviroClean sludge don't stink. Tapping biofuels at the source by piping cows in the field. Or defending my feces. So you see, I've got a lot to live up to here, this independent study. This is so much better than the codependent study I'm used to, really. The College of Worcester, coming off a 6-4, nothing drubbing of Ohio State. Well, it was in 1890, but they're still coming off it, ladies and gentlemen. Worcester essentially does all the ag research that Ohio State neglects to get to. You know, it's all actually all they take credit for it, but it's all done here in Worcester. If you must know, the Ohio State here actually developed here the self-pollinating buckeye. Actually, and you know, and the saying the nut don't fall too far from the tree comes from Worcester research.
I like this.
Yes, you use it all the time. I don't know. That's what I heard. Worcester founded by roving bands of Presbyterians who then disappeared. They went to Atlanta with Rubbermaid. We have no idea what happened to them. They just, or became brethren. We don't know what happened to the Presbyterians, the founding Presbyterians. They left behind a giant stone cross on the front here, which I find myself on today, as a matter of fact. Here at striking Begaw Chapel, ladies and gentlemen. terminus of the Underground Presbyterian Railroad. Johnny Appleseed was the last known Presbyterian. Did you know that? It's a little known fact. Yes. And he never reproduced. That's why, I guess, it ended, you know. Well, Wine Saps, he reproduced those. But Bobby Knight, I assume, is Presbyterian. But sure. That's Orville, so it's not really, it doesn't count. I mean, it counts. Don't get me wrong. It counts. It counts a heck of a lot. J.M. Smucker. Yeah. I'm assuming he was Presbyterian, so that's but that's also in Orville, you know, which is a world away. But my mother, you know, my mother always insisted that it was a Schmucker's jelly. So she wouldn't buy it, because she's not going to buy a Schmuck's jelly, you know. And it's great stuff. Later in life, I went away to school and I discovered, well, this is darn good jelly. Yeah. No Schmucks here at all. And you can't hardly beat... This is the place, not surprisingly, where Worcester brushes come from. I never made that association. As I'm out there with my golden glow, you know, which is still made from unicorn bristle, by the way. Kind of the golden glow. And, of course, the pro doozy. Can't beat that. And then Gerstenschlagers. My mom couldn't say that at all. Maker, you know, they made the original Wienermobile, Jim.
No, I didn't know that.
Now you do. Uh-huh. Yeah. Little Oscar Gerstenschlager. His original little Oscar. He was great. Not bad for a town that was this close to being Beaver. Yeah. One letter away actually, for being Beaver, Ohio. In the Worcester and Ohio news that isn't, the College of Worcester builds a Trojan cow to gift Case Western. Mass French fry cravings explained by Bueller's trucks burning vegetable oil. Whoa, whoa, yourself there, hey. City Council hires a mechanical nose to attempt to find EnviroClean services. Supposed to be on Industrial Boulevard, but I didn't look for it. BioOhio asked citizens to save their methane in milk bottles. Worcester Council requires firemen to live adjacent to conflagrations. Very strict residence requirement. The police have to be related to perps now. That's also been... Bueller's click, load, and go, widely misinterpreted as an invitation to shop with your weapon. It's actually an online service, so...
That's where the click comes.
You can click at home, I guess, as well. EnviroClean to consider a new name, but Stinky Septic is already taken. Wayne County Fair opening today. Carcasses are up at the Wayne County Fair. Grange displays steady, but the demolition derby entries down due to cash for clunkers program. We lost a lot of valuable vehicles. And I understand the draft horse pull is going on as we speak. But if you're not Amish, don't even think about entering. You know, your animal. You're not going to win. In other news, Scott's Miracle-Gro makes Oroville bigger overnight. Sidestepping PETA pressure, swine facility at Ohio State goes condo. What can I say about that?
Nothing.
Thank you. Ohio school administrators badger teachers on bully prevention. Justice Department reviews Cleveland elections after Karzai sweeps most municipal posts. Ohio senators are just returned from Afghanistan with the voting machines. They were on loan. Thank you. It's very kind of you. I'll have you out of here in a minute. We're getting through this. Fire department still blasting out the manure from the last Holmes City trail run. More of an obstacle course last year. They should have that ready for the next trail run, which is coming up, Holmes County. The Ohio Roundtable sues to stop Ohio roulette wheels. Rather ironic, I thought. Ohio Supreme Court says odds are even against slots. Now, here in town, the drug enforcement people uprooted 55 stalks of Worcester Wooey. Marijuana, apparently, that is. They were rated at $1,000 each, which goes to show you inflation has hit, I guess. And finally, stimulus funds go to Wayne County Fair cow insemination. Thank you so much, and that's all the news that is in Fort Worcester and surrounding environment.